from North State Public Radio, I'm Andre Bayek with your headlines for Monday, November 14th. The Shasta County Clerk's Office in Redding was calm on election night compared to rowdy conditions during the June 2022 primary election. For the California Report, Roman Battaglia from Jefferson Public Radio reports.
The largely Republican county in far northern California has been the subject of national attention since the takeover of the County Board of Supervisors by a far-right majority earlier this year. Despite an angry mob showing up in June after several extremist candidates lost their elections, heightened security measures and support for poll workers seems to have contributed to a more relaxed atmosphere this time. Madison Zimmerman is a member of the Shasta County Democratic Women's Club.
We want the staff here to know that there are people in the community who support them, who believe in the process, and to hopefully deter people to show up.
Zimmerman and several other supporters showed up with signs saying, "We love the Shasta County Elections Department." As of Wednesday, County Clerk Kathy Darling Allen says thousands of ballots have yet to be counted, and the final results may not be available for a few weeks. For the California Report, I'm Roman Battaglia in Redding.
Last week's election saw California voters choosing to stay the course, largely re-electing incumbents. But a new statewide survey by the nonpartisan Public Policy Institute shows many residents expect the state's economy to get worse, not better. Cap Radio's Mike Haggerty has more.
The PPIC poll found 69% of those surveyed expect bad economic times for the state within the next 12 months. Overwhelming majorities say they want government policies to increase affordable rental housing and boost production so more Californians could purchase a home. 2 in 3 adults and 3 in 4 lower-income residents support government policy to make college tuition-free at both public 2-year and 4-year colleges. And solid majorities of Democrats, Republicans, and Independents say they favor increasing government funding for job training programs. Mike Haggerty, Cap Radio News.
PPIC surveyed more than 2,300 Californians over a 2-week period in mid-October. The California State Assembly will transition to a new leader next year following a prolonged power struggle between two Democrats. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon explains.
Assembly Democrats held a 6-hour meeting in Sacramento following the election to decide on their caucus leadership. In the end, they agreed that Los Angeles County leader Anthony Rendon would remain speaker through June 30th, the end of the state budget cycle. San Benito area Assemblymember Robert Rivas will then take over in a deal struck between the two after Rivas unsuccessfully tried to take over the caucus earlier this year. Rivas is the son of farm workers and will be the first rural representative to preside as Speaker of the Assembly in decades.
Only in California can we say that a kid that came from farm worker housing ascended to be the next Speaker of the California State Assembly.
The Speaker wields enormous influence over policy in the legislature. They appoint committee chairs and can decide which bills are brought to the floor for debate. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
In other news, new research from Stanford University found beavers play an important role in improving water quality. Cap Radio's Manola Sakaita reports.
The study, published in the scientific journal Nature, took place along the Colorado River. This river is an important water source for a number of states beyond Colorado, like Arizona, Utah, and California. Researchers were studying water quality along the river. But then, in the middle of their research site, a beaver started building a dam. After that, they noticed an improvement in the water quality.
It's acting as a really great filter for removing nitrogen from the river system. That's really great for water quality.
That's Scott Fendorf. He's a professor of earth system science at Stanford who assisted with the study. What he's talking about is nitrate, a mineral that, if it's too concentrated, can cause harmful algae growth and destroy ecosystems. This problem of excess nitrate is worsened by drought conditions. Fendorf says he feels lucky this dam showed up when it did. It helped them discover an important ecological service that beavers provide, something they would otherwise have missed.
This is a sign of why it's so important for us to have ecological preservation, that healthy people comes from having a healthy planet, meaning healthy, thriving ecosystem.
He says findings like this one also help us fight the impacts of climate change on our water. Manola Sakaita, Cap Radio News.
California is poised to join a handful of Western states working to guarantee continuous Medicaid coverage for children once they're enrolled in the insurance program. KHN's Stephanie O'Neill has more.
Medicaid has long been plagued with administrative problems, resulting in millions of children nationwide churning on and off the federal state insurance program. To change that, California and several other western states are weighing new continuous enrollment policies. These plans are designed to keep kids covered even if their family household income rises above eligibility requirements. In California, lawmakers have approved a proposal for qualifying children to enroll at birth and stay enrolled until age 5, a policy shift to begin in 2020. Pending federal approval. The Golden State follows Oregon, which will become the first to allow continuous Medicaid enrollment for children up to age 6 starting next year. A similar proposal in Washington State is expected to receive federal approval soon, while New Mexico anticipates seeking federal consent for its continuous enrollment plan later this year. I'm Stephanie O'Neill.
And finally, tune in tomorrow for part 2 of NSPR's Sounding the Alarm series. We'll be looking at how fire-prone communities in Butte County are turning to sirens for evacuation notification. That story will be airing in Morning Edition and All Things Considered tomorrow. You'll also be able to find it right here on Headlines or on our website, mynspr.org. And those are your headlines for Monday, November 14th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For NSPR News, I'm Andre Bayek.